Security Alliance says one thing she recommends is to actually read the privacy terms and conditions when they pop up on apps and websites.
Search for the word sell in those terms and conditions and see if you can figure out if that company is selling your data, because that might be a place where you want to draw the line.
If that's the case, she says, use another app that may not sell your information to other sites. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
There are a lot.
That was ONN News here on K1, the one you trust. It is 9:32 on a Thursday, which means it's time for Car Talk. We have Brad Dungis with the Dungis family of autos in here with us. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's another beautiful day out on Highway 75. We're very busy today.
Oh, yeah. And thankfully, there wasn't as much snow, so that's not keeping people away.
No, didn't do much damage out there. Got a few flakes. It was kind of pretty this morning and nice and chilly, but it's going to be a pretty sunny day, and looking forward to a great weekend. And
oh, yeah.
We had a big weekend last weekend, and we've delivered a bunch of cars this week. We've had more and more shipments arrive. People keep asking, what is going on with the front of the lot? And you know, what people need to understand is, especially on the new car side, our goal is basically to sell them all. If we're out, that's how we earn more. And we've been doing that now for a good period.
And
we got so many coming. I mean, but the problem is they're selling faster and so they don't really build up. And, you know, just this week we sold a couple Broncos, a Bronco Sport, F-150 Ranger, a beautiful GR86, a brand new 86 has been evolved. It's a great little sports car, 5-speed model. A hybrid Corolla, a Sienna, and all that was sold before it even hit the lot. Custom orders and pre-sold vehicles. So those don't even make it out to the front anymore. Last year, all that would have made it to the lot, and then we'd had it staged, and then would have looked like, you know, we had a bunch of inventory. But it's just not that way today.
Snap of a finger and it disappears.
You know, we've been growing so fast in service and the body shop too in the last year or so. It's kind of counterintuitive, but it's part of the business today. For the consumer, part of that is your used car is really worth more than it's ever been. We've talked about that the last, you know, for months now, really. Through the first part of the pandemic, it was kind of up and down, but over the last 8 or 9 months, it's been a steady, pretty steady used car market. Softened a little bit in December. I think nationally it backed off a bit, which is probably good. We sure don't need it to see used cars going up anymore in value. They really are, you know, in some cases getting close to new or even more for like new vehicles if there's nothing out there like what you're looking for. And, you know, that's a strange world. But the truth is we're not marking up our new vehicles like a lot of dealers, which does create some of that elasticity in the used car. We've resisted that temptation and just want to sell them all, as I said. That way we're going to earn more, even on the hot product. The brand new 2022 Tundra is out. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that if you're looking for tickets to the 2022 Tulsa Boat Sport and Travel Show, that's January 31st through February 6th. We've got a few tickets out at the Toyota dealership. Toyota is a major sponsor of the event, and that we will have the new Tundra out there. You want some free tickets, we have just a limited number. If you want to come by and talk to Michelle Gaines, she'll have those. So
great.
Come check those out. And speaking of special orders, we had one of our local partners, SPCA, has bought a couple vans from us, and we did a special order this fall and finally got the van in a few weeks ago. And how's that going? We've got our friends here from the SPCA. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tanya from the Washington County SPCA. We are really excited about our new van. We were without one for a long time, and like Brad said, it was hard to get one in. We had to special order it.
You had to deal with the same issue we're dealing with there. I couldn't get a transit when you needed it. So we had to order it, but it came through
Yeah, it came through a lot quicker than we expected, and now we're just waiting on it to be wrapped and can't wait to transport a bunch of animals in it.
Yeah, no, that's great that what you guys get to do with that, and we're glad to help out with that any way we can. And tell us about what's going on at the SPCA this year and what's been going on. What's the pandemic been like for SPCA?
So now we are adjusting to, I guess, what we consider the new normal at the SPCA. Every year has been different. The first year of the pandemic, we actually took in a lot less animals because we had to manage the contract for the city. So we limited only taking in stray animals. And then a lot of people were at home at that time and they were fostering. And then when people started going back to work, we had an issue of now, now we have too many animals, not enough foster homes, and not enough people adopting. We had a lot of adopters during the pandemic, and so when they went back to work, that just, it wasn't happening as often as we would have liked to see. But 2021 was a really exciting year for us in the respect that we partnered with several different animal organizations in Oklahoma to make Oklahoma a humane state by 2025. And what that means is to get a 90% save rate or less than 10% of euthanasia rate. We've worked really hard towards that, and it's really hard because we're an open access shelter and we take them all in regardless of their condition when they come to us. But in 2021 was the first time in our history we achieved that 90% save rate.
That's awesome.
So we're really proud of that.
That's really a great accomplishment. You know, I know we've all had to adjust. I was talking about all the business adjustments we've had to make to the pandemic. And I think, I know nonprofits certainly have. And certainly you're serving a great cause there and a need in our community. And so how many animals do you normally take care of? And how does that
On an average, we take in about 176 animals a month. In 2021, we spent an average of $233 per animal.
Wow.
While they were in our care. For dogs, their average stay was about 20 days before they were adopted, and with cats it was about 37 days.
Wow, that's amazing information. And you know, so where does all that money come from?
Well, all that money, most of it comes from donors,
right,
and our local supporters, and of course grants and some of our trust. About 15% comes from our city contracts, and a lot of people I think are surprised to hear that because they're thinking that's such a big portion. But honestly, the city pays us to operate the pound, and those animals are only in the pound for 4 days, and then we vet them and move them over for adoption. So the majority of those money comes from donations.
That's amazing. So how do people find out more about it, and what's the best way to get involved if they're interested in that?
So the best way to get involved would be to come out to the shelter,
mm-hmm,
or go to our website. We do have links to all of our adoptable animals. We also have social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, where we post adoptable animals and all of our events that we have coming up. This year, we are hoping that we get to have a live event. It, like most nonprofits, we were hurting because we weren't able to have our signature fundraising events in person. And this year, we're hoping to have our spaghetti dinner on May 13th over at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Awesome. And going out to the clinic, tell us about that, where it is. And I know you've made so many changes out there. Talk about that.
So the shelter is located on Highway 123 between Bartlesville and Dewey. As many people do know, we've been flooded several times, and we are located in a floodplain. The building was built in 1965. During those floods, we've sustained quite a bit of damage, and some at this point, they're kind of irreparable.
Yeah.
So we are in desperate need of a new shelter. We are working toward that goal. We have the land, we have the plan. So it's just a matter of getting all of our funding that we need.
Still working on that, then.
We are still working on that, but the need is there.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been working on it for a little while now, and that's really a great project and something people need to get behind. That certainly need to get you out of the floodplain there.
Yes, that's the number one goal.
Well, great. So lots of other stuff we can talk about, but we'll get back to the SPCA. I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, one of the other impacts of this growth we've had in the car dealership is we still need labor. You know, the kind of the same old things. So, you know, if you listen to the news, supply chain issues and hiring, we've got a labor shortage at the dealership in virtually every department, it seems.
Jeez.
Like. And you know, and not really because we've had that much attrition, but you know, promoting people and the growth is driving it. And, you know, so I think, you know, it's a lot of times people don't realize what career opportunities there are in the car business. I think I was talking to a couple of our young guys that are in the Toyota T10 program, and that's a Toyota technical training program they had gone to school for IT computer training and were planning to go into a career in IT, and got interested in automotive as an automotive guy came in and kind of started recruiting some of the IT guys. And if you think about it, cars and computers, microchips, I mean, the supply chain, these things are intertwined. And, you know, so they made that switch and are in the program. It takes a couple years to get graduated, but you come out as a fully certified tech. Through the program, you earn we buy tools for you. You get to work with you go to school part of the time, and then you come back to the dealership and get to work with our master techs one-on-one and really learn the business and learn to do the job. So it starts out like that. We have good starting income that's safe and gives them a base so that they can get started and learn what they're doing. And technicians get paid a different way than people may understand, what they call flag hours. And rather than working on the clock hour, they're paid by the job. And so the better you get at it, the more efficient you are. And so a lot of times people can work 60, 70 hours a week in flag hours. The wages are pretty good. A master certified diesel tech will be worth in the high 20 or 30, over $30 an hour. Some of these guys do make really good livings. There's a lot of training and important work that goes on. Obviously, you're working on somebody's car, and they need to be safe in it. And our guys take a lot of pride in what they do. Many of the technicians, especially if you're a senior guy, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and many of them started like these young fellows I mentioned. And that's just on the Toyota side. We also have a few guys on the Ford side in that program, a similar program with Ford. And there's always opportunities, even if you're not sure and you don't want to go into the school side, to start in our quick lane with really no experience. And it just takes a good attitude and the hard work. And we teach you how to change oil first, and then we kind of go from there. And we get a lot of folks from Tri-County that come over from there that have been in their automotive program and start that way. And they can go on into the technical training programs too and kind of specialize in what they're interested in. Same thing happens in the body shop. The body work is, again, really technical. You're working on putting things back together, so it's like putting puzzles together in a way. It's very interesting because you do the estimate first. You have to break everything down. You got to pull it apart. You got to put it back together. It takes lots of parts, and an important job if you need a body shop. Right now, our body shops in our area are backed up for weeks, if not months, and because we all have a labor shortage. So, I mean, if there are any body men out there listening, call me. We definitely pay a signing bonus and top dollar to get you on board. Yeah, sales careers are another opportunity. We've had so many people in the last couple years come from other industries, and part of that's intentional and our kind of our change in culture. We really, a few years ago, I really decided to kind of soften the whole experience. The car sales has a reputation for being a negotiated thing. And, I want to make it simple and transparent. It should be easy, smooth and simple for the customer and not a complex thing. You don't really need to overcomplicate it. I think sometimes that happened in the past because of, kind of how the process was looked at by the business. And obviously, when we sell cars, we do it every day, all day. I mean, our guys are trained to do that. And so we focus more on the helping people through the process of the sale. We don't pay our salesmen commission anymore. We think that leads to bad habits and maybe shortcuts or taking advantage of situations. And we just don't believe in that. So we pay most of them either a salary, hourly wage, plus some bonuses based on productivity. And we have a couple different pay plans, which and flexibility. The other thing about the car business is it used to have a reputation for really long hours and hard, and a lot of men and kind of gruff. But, we've got women, young men, older men, all kinds of folks, and they all succeed. It really just takes being a great person with a good work ethic. You got to be somewhat detailed, pretty proactive. It's, you know, you can't really count on people coming to you, and you know, you have to really reach out to people, really follow up with your leads. People start out on the internet normally inquiring them, and we try to guide them through the process of buying a car. Do that with technology, on the phone, with chat and such, but send in a lot of pictures. If you love social media, this might be a great job for you, actually, because you're sending pictures, you're communicating through people with text. A lot of times we do that for a few days and then we deliver the car to you now. That's probably about 70% of the time. You know, and when you guys just came in for a few minutes, really, right?
Yeah, we ordered our van, did most of it through email, communication and phone, and it was ready, and we went and signed some papers, and we were out of there in like 10 minutes.
Well, that's really the whole thing, is if we can do it that way, it's like, why make it more complicated? It really doesn't need to be. I think, you know, that's a waste of time, and we don't want to waste our customers' time or money, and yeah, so that's what we focus on. So if that sounds good to you, the other thing you get it done is just a great team. We really focus on the culture. We train our people. We focus on having a great place to work that really people, you know, want to work together. And we do a team approach to everything. Our management team's very aligned. And I do have a very great, solid management team and great people. So that's what, you know, been the key for so long on my all these years at Dungeness has been the people. Always looking for new people and the energy that comes with that. Now's a great time if you are interested in that. So if you, you know, I'm focusing on that because I do have some openings. So give me a call this afternoon.
How can people reach it? I mean, you said give them a call.
Well, you can reach me directly at 918-335-6701. That's my direct line at my office. I'm there, sitting there either trying to buy used cars or answering emails or the phone. You know, analyzing things most of the day if I'm not up walking around helping other people do their stuff. But I'm there all day. Or you can call the dealership at 918-333-0900. Go to DungeusChoice.com. We have lots of websites for our different brands, but that one, from there, you can get to all the different sites. That's a great thing, Dungeness Choice. We called it that because we know you have a choice, right? And we want you to make the Dungeness Choice. But it is about you and your choice, so that's why we chose that word.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I think it is. But sometimes it takes an explanation, and it's a little bit long for emails, so sometimes we have to explain that to people. Spell it out.
Thomas has a purpose for it.
All right, well, so it's back to car talk and the SPCA, or no car talk, a cars talk, as we have these days on the lot. So let's go back into the SPCA stuff and tell your spaghetti dinner is something people will know, that have been around a while know about that event.
Yeah, that's our signature event. We actually only were able to have that event twice before
was it
the pandemic.
Only twice? It
yeah,
like
I mean, but the, it was very successful for us, and it really helps our bottom line for donations, and not having it for the last 2 years really hurt our budget.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
And as I'm sure, like I said, lots of nonprofits
good luck
in town.
On getting it to pull off of this year.
Yeah,
when
we're hoping.
The dates again?
It is on May 13th okay. is the spaghetti. The tickets have not gone on sale yet. We're just kind of waiting and seeing how things go. I did want to thank the public. As many people know that there was a Betty White challenge after Betty White passed away. She was a huge animal lover. Uh-huh. And on her 100th birthday, which was on January 17th, what would have been her 100th birthday, people were encouraging to donate $5 to a local animal shelter. And you guys really pulled through.
Awesome.
We raised $4,200 from the Betty White Challenge last week. So it was a very
That's
unexpected
amazing.
Fundraiser, but very fruitful awesome. Fundraiser. So thank you, everyone that sent a Facebook donation, a check. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Bartlesville. That's outstanding. And you mentioned before, but how do you get a hold of you guys, and what's the easiest way to find out more information? I know you need volunteers. You mentioned going out and helping. I mean, know that you always need help. So
we always need volunteers. I know the older shelter is not the best place to go. It's older. It's not an exciting building. But we always need volunteers to come out and walk dogs, to play with the cats. It's an easy gig for volunteering. We haven't been able to do any adoption events because of the pandemic. So it has limited our ability to get the animals out there in the public eye. So we really would love for you to come out and see them, pre-search our website, look on our social media pages. We do have something new that we're doing this year, thanks to a grant from the Rotary Club and the Bartlesville Community Foundation. We are going to be providing a free vaccine clinic to people on the west side of town in March. More details to come, so be on the lookout for that. We'll publish more details as it gets closer.
Awesome. That's great. And of course, adoptions are the other big thing. If people are interested in adopting an animal, what should they do then? And what are the requirements? And how does that work?
So the best thing to do is to come in and physically look at the animals, try to make a connection with them. A lot of times they'll pick you instead of you picking them.
That's always happened with us.
And that's the best way to get the animal that's right for your home. Not every animal is going to fit into everybody's their household. So, you know, we have several pets that need to be the only pet in their home. And we have one that's a blind cat, and so we are hoping to find Muffins a home. So if you're interested in a blind cat that is very sweet and you don't have any other pets, we would love for you to come down and meet Muffins.
That's awesome. Awesome. And do you have, are there, the easiest way to get is just to come out and see
really
them,
or
are there pictures and other information online?
Yeah, all of the information, all of our adoptable animals are posted on WCSPCA.org. Those connections are, like I said, also on our social media pages as well. But I think you get the best feel for the animals if you physically come in person. And I do want to say, if you are missing your pet, the number one way to find your pet is to come and walk through our pound. Don't wait for someone to post it on Facebook. Come walk through the pound, because what a brown dog might look like to you might look like a black dog to us, or, you know, a pit bull versus a lab mix. So a lot of times people will call in and go, I'm missing my dog. It's a lab mix. And we have like 7 black labs. So so the best way to
check it out.
Yeah, come check it out yourself.
You'll recognize each other.
Yes, you will.
That's great. Well, do check that out, and if you're interested in helping the SPCA, I encourage everybody to do that. Enjoy that van, and I can't wait to see the wrap on it and get some.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We didn't have our last van wrapped, and so we're excited about the opportunity to get it wrapped this time.
Well, we'd like to help with that, and it is you got such a great thing to work with the van.
It's a clean slate.
It's big. Got a lot of open spaces, so you kind of promote the SPCA.
We're excited about that. It's like a mobile billboard.
That's right. We've got, I mentioned all the great inventory we had that arrived this last week. We've got a bunch of stuff that's still yet to arrive. We do have right now one Bronco on the ground that's a stock unit that is for sale. We have one other that'll be here in the next week or so. We've got in addition another Bronco Sport that'll be here before long. We've got an Edge that should be here in the first couple weeks of February. We've got another Explorer that'll be here in the first couple weeks of February. We've got 4 more F-150s that are due here either in the next few days or by the 5th of February. We've got another Ranger that'll be here, supposed to be here before the end of the week. So lots of, that's just the stuff that's in the next couple days probably. There's about 60 other Fords. There's probably 35 Toyotas that arrive in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So just come on in, talk to the sales your sales consultant. They can help you find the one you want there. There's some great new tools too. I meant to mention this on the Toyota website. You know, we've had, with the change in inventory, we used to, you know, normally we'd have one of everything or a few of everything, and you could kind of go in and see what it was. When we don't have that on the website, what do you look at? Well, you can go and look at the model information, but sometimes people want to go in and really play with it. And, now you can go into our Toyota website and go in and do a build and price your own vehicle, go in and really look at any car, go in and really just do whatever you want with paint colors and different options. It's got a great system there. So go check that out if you want to, you know, build your own Highlander or maybe a new Tundra. Yeah, that's the one that people want.
And, if I didn't know any better, it's almost like you're getting ready to play a video game.
Well, it's kind of getting like that in a way. We're working on a similar system for Ford. that'll work on, and give you that ability, and then tie that right into our digital retailing system where you can go in and build your payment and your down payment and actually, you know, do your own car deal, which is really, really great. And again, another way we try to make that whole purchase experience more transparent and more comfortable for you. And, you know, no funny games with the math, stuff like that. Do want to thank everybody like the SPCA did, and thank Tanya for coming in. And,
oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate
thank the public for all these the great support through the years, and just invite you to come on out to the dealership. Lots of great stuff going on over the next few weeks as we get rolling into springtime and you know, the precursors to spring, I guess. We'll have a few more cold days.
But, well, the weekend looking like it is, and then we'll have a great snow eventually, right?
Oh, yeah. we got local basketball this weekend. Yeah. A big game. That should be good. I'm, you know, number one coming to town, and that should be fun. I know that the guys are all excited. I know some of those sophomores are classmates of my brother, my son, and so we love those games. And good luck to the team and all the fans out there. That should be a big game on Saturday night.
Yeah, it should be indeed. And it's been fun to watch Castillo and the guys.
Yeah.
And the way they play. They've been in some close ones, even in the losses.
Yeah, no, last time we played Booker T, we hung tough, and that was a great game, I think. But Booker T's been on a roll since then and definitely won some big games. So we'll see if we can eke it out this time or maybe put it on.
If you have nothing else to do on Friday night, go Broomfield House and watch that.
If you haven't seen David and Adi, Abby, those guys are good.
Yeah. Gerard and all the whole
team. Yeah, the whole team. Yeah, they're great. It's really exciting to watch them get better and grow up and you know, do it again every year. That's a good thing about Bartlesville.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you to everybody for listening to the show, and come on out to the dealership if you have any automotive needs. You can get all the information you need on our website at dungeschoice.com, schedule service, see all our specials. We've got service specials and vehicle specials, inventory stuff going on. And you can see some of the in-transit vehicles and stuff before they arrive, so there's vehicles like that. Great used car selection right now, and don't want to leave that out. We've got we keep selling them, so I can't keep up, but I know we got a great Subaru. I really like a new Subaru. What else? A Super Duty, black Super Duty that's lifted with a chip delete and all kinds of performance equipment. And this one was done right. It's got a few miles on it, and it's not the cheapest vehicle on our lot, but it's got all this equipment. It's a loaded black Super Duty that really looks awesome.
It does sound pretty cool. I'm intrigued to get one now.
Come check it out.
And where are you at again?
Out on Highway 75, 1901 and 1911. You can't miss the big Ford Oval, blue Oval, and the Toyota Monolith, and just south of the Quick Trip.
And don't forget to pay a visit to Washington County SPCA between here and Dewey on 123.
On 123.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. That was Car Talk here on this Thursday morning. Brad, we'll send you back here. And Tanya, we hope you have a good rest of your week and weekend.
Oh, thank you. And please remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for Car Talk. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation.